Cast Audio presents Street Magic. By Tamara Pierce. One. In the city of Chamur, on the eastern border of Sotat, for centuries it had been called Fabled Chamur, Chamur of the Flaming Heights, and Mighty Chamur. For 1,200 years, the city on what was now the easternmost border of Sotat had straddled the trade routes from Kapchan to Yanjing. Chamur was guarded on the west by the Karen River. In the north and east were riddled mazes of the flame-colored stone that provided the oldest part of the city with a sanctuary from bandits and warlords alike. For Dedicate Rose Thorn of Winding Circle Temple in Emelan and her 14-year-old student Briar Moss, Chamur was a stop on a journey to distant Yanjing. Briar had only ever heard the name of the city and little more. Rose Thorn, though, had been fascinated since she'd first read of it, and she was able to tell him something of its history on their way east. Her knowledge came from books. This trip with Briar was her first chance to actually see the place that she had studied for so many years. The original town, Rose Thorn said, had been built first on, then in, the spur of stone called Heartbeat Heights. Then it spread to the cliffs on either side. The shepherds, goatherds, and miners who originally settled the area had kept to the rocky mazes that stretched out for miles. It was easy to hide from any force that tried to prey on them in thousands.